Jack Sunpei here. Today I'm showing a clip of Dwight Smith. That's a former NFL player, Super Bowl champion, two pick sixes in Super Bowl 37. That's the Bucs' first Super Bowl. He goes on the air, and the radio hosts are asking him who he thinks is going to win the game and all this other nonsense as if the NFL is real. Dwight Smith just tells him,
You can say what you want, man. Like I say, the game ain't decided on the field.
basically saying my position on how the NFL operates. This is an NFL player. This isn't just some random guy. This is a former NFL player, Super Bowl champion, saying the Super Bowl is not determined on the field. Credit to Brian Toohey. He posted this clip on his blog. I haven't seen this clip on YouTube, so I'm posting it on YouTube. So don't get after me saying I stole this clip from Brian Toohey. I'm posting it on YouTube because he doesn't have a YouTube channel. So let's roll the clip and see what this Dwight Smith has to say about the Super Bowl.
Supposed to be a neutral field, but just tell me, as a former Buccaneer, how surreal is this for the Bucs to be in the Super Bowl in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium?
That's a good question, man. I would like to ask some Tampa fans that question because I really don't know.
Well, I mean, this is something that no one's ever seen before. I mean, you're hosting the Super Bowl, the Bucs are in it. It's Brady versus Mahomes. I mean,
that was something I predicted at the beginning of the year. I said if the NFL wanted to have the home team in the Super Bowl, this would be the perfect year. Pandemic, people can't travel, you know, so it's not a shock to me.
How big of an advantage do you think it will be for the Buccaneers not having to travel anywhere? Because obviously, you know, when you were in the Super Bowl.
That's not no advantage. They don't have no advantage.
No advantage? Okay.
No.
All right, so.
That's like saying they have advantage at every home game during the year. So, I mean, it ain't like they won every home game, so it ain't much of an advantage.
So tell me, you know, obviously you're a defensive guy. What would a game plan that you would engage against this Kansas City high-flying offense led by the great Patrick Mahomes? I mean, how would you guys try and stop Tariq Hill? Let's say this was back in the day. It's a Monty Kiffin-led defense. How do you think you guys would defend cats like Tyreek Hill and, of course, that fine tight end of theirs, 87? Mr. Kelce's pretty dangerous, too.
Well, we played cover two, so it ain't much you would change. You always got somebody over the top. Our key was we had defensive line pressure, man. If you haven't noticed in the NFL, the teams who win is who get the most pressure on the other team's quarterback.
Well, without question, and you guys were able to do it back in the day, and the Buccaneers might be able to do it against the Chiefs' offensive line right now that's really in shambles. They're banged up. They're decimated by injury, and you might be able to rush four and drop seven and take your chances that way. Is that how you would do it, Dwight?
Y'all know all the X's and O's, man. I'm just sitting at home watching. I don't like to get into that because I don't believe the game is really decided on the field. So, you know, I don't get into all the X's and O's and talking, man. Like I said, I played in the game. I set a Super Bowl record, and we knew every play they was running before the game started. So, hey, who am I to say?
Well, tell us about that week leading up to
right.
the Super Bowl, because that was the big thing. Bill Callahan was the Raiders coach at the time. Obviously, John Gruden had just come over. Tell us about that week of preparation leading up to the game and how it was executed by you guys. I mean, you could know which plays are coming. And
Tim Brown and Jerry Rice come out and say that they made them run Jerry Rice. I mean, John Gruden's offense?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It was his offense, and you guys knew exactly what was coming. Did you know every single play?
They didn't run that offense all year, though. Ain't it odd that you would run it when you're playing against us?
So did you guys know every play before the ball was snapped?
I'm just saying, man, the game ain't decided on the field. That's all I'm going to say. Like I said, I predicted who's going to be in the Super Bowl. It ain't about who has the best players. Football is entertainment. So what's the most entertaining Super Bowl? The Bucs in their first one against Patrick Mahomes. Has nothing to do with if these are the best teams, because we know that these aren't the best teams. The Bucs are not the best NFC team.
So who's the best team in the NFC, in your opinion?
The Green Bay Packers.
Okay. But the Bucs beat them at Lambeau, though. I mean, the Bucs proved it. They went there. They beat Aaron Rodgers at his place.
You can say what you want, man. Like I say, the game ain't decided on the field.
But the Bucs beat Green Bay like 38-10 at Raymond James Stadium in the regular season.
You're not listening to me, man. You keep saying
So how is it decided then if it's not on the field?
The Giants won the Super Bowl in 2007. I had two pick sixes. I mean, two. One I took back 93 yards. Another pick up there in New York. We beat a 40 something. We didn't have Adrian Peterson. They went on to win the Super Bowl. Like you come up who beat what and how? Like, come on, man. Stop that.
All right, so how do you see this one playing out on Sunday?
It depends on when Vegas make that call. Who they, you know, how Vegas ain't gonna lose the most money.
So do you think the Bucks' original Super Bowl that you were a part of and won was illegitimate?
I think everyone is.
If you don't mind me asking then, and we obviously appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. Why do an interview for the Super Bowl if you don't
y'all
believe that it's set up the right way?
Y'all asked me to. Don't nobody call me no other time until Super Bowl come, right?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Did anybody, when we got on the phone, say, hey, how's your family doing? How your kids doing? No, that none of that matters. So I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
And I appreciate that. We do.
We do.
I mean, that is our job, though, is to talk sports. I mean, it's not personal.
So what is
and
your honest...
job to be real.
We understand that. So what is your honest opinion of Tom Brady being in 10 Super Bowls?
Good luck. A lot of luck, you know.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody say Tom Brady, but if I can remember, there's a lot of kickers kicking kicks for him to make it there.
Well, Tom Brady did put him in a position to make those kicks.
So did Jim Kelly. So did Jim Kelly, but his kicker missed a kick.
He did. He did miss a kick.
Right. He did.
He did miss a kick. Well, he also lost 4 Super Bowls in a row.
But it's Jim Kelly's fault, man. Boy, man. We break stuff down like it's so small. Like, this is the only reason that it happened. Like, come on, man.
So the reason you guys won the Super Bowl wasn't because of your outstanding defense. It was because that's the way it was predetermined? That's what you're
saying? Well, if our defense was so outstanding, why we couldn't beat the Saints that year? Saints beat us twice. So why did the Oakland Raiders say, we're going to go in with the Saints game plan? Because they had Deuce McCann. They ran the ball down our throat. Why didn't they come in and say, we're going to do the same thing?
All right.